It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, it's Kyle Bailey with our local expert, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Well, Mary, summer allegedly is winding down.
Don't say that
and,
yet.
Yeah, exactly. So today we're looking ahead down the road a little bit. What should buyers and sellers be watching as we move towards, dare I say, fall?
Well, so there are a few things we're watching closely, like mortgage rates, how much inventory comes onto the market, and whether buyers stay active after summer. And probably most importantly, how sellers are responding with pricing. And locally, our numbers this week give us quite a bit to talk about because we're seeing movement in several different directions.
Yeah, so let's start there. What starts out in the Douglas County, or what stands out in the Douglas County numbers this week?
Yeah, so price changes. That's the number that immediately jumps out. 4 weeks ago, we had 56 price changes in a seven-day period. Then it went to 68. Then it was 82 last week, and this week we're at 84 price changes in the last 7 days. So that is four consecutive weeks of increases in the number of price changes.
Which means the sellers must be adjusting.
They are, and I think that's something both buyers and sellers need to pay attention to. So a price change doesn't automatically mean somebody dramatically overpriced a home. Sometimes it's simply the market giving feedback. If buyers are looking, but they aren't writing offers, sellers have to decide whether price is part of the problem. At the same time, new listings have moved around quite a bit. We went from 56 new listings 4 weeks ago in a seven-day period to 53, then down to 39 last week, and back up to 48 this week. So buyers did get more fresh inventory this week than they did last week.
But are they buying it?
Well, that's where the pending numbers are interesting. We had 36 pendings 4 weeks ago for the seven-day period, then a pretty significant jump to 58 pendings, followed by 40, and this week 37. So activity certainly hasn't disappeared, and closings also bounced around. 4 weeks ago, we saw 45 closings in a seven-day period, then 38, and just 13 last week, and now we're back to 37 sold this week.
So that 13 really looks like an unusual week when you see the rebound.
Exactly. And that's why we like looking at several weeks together instead of reacting to one number during a week. Another number we're also watching is homes coming back on the market. So that went from 16 4 weeks ago to 11, then 17, and now 20 this week. And for buyers, that can create opportunities. A property you thought was gone may suddenly become available again. And for sellers, it's a reminder that getting an accepted offer is one step, but getting all the way to closing is what matters. So overall, I describe our local market as active but selective. Homes are selling, new inventory is coming in, and with 84 price changes this week, sellers are clearly getting some feedback from buyers and the market.
Which sets us up pretty well for today's topic. Nationally, what are the forecasts telling us heading into fall?
Well, first, I would separate forecasts from facts. So forecasts change, and national forecasts absolutely do tell us exactly, do not tell us exactly what will happen here in Douglas County, but they can tell us what some of the larger forces affecting buyers and sellers may look like. So mortgage rates are obviously one of those forces. Freddie Mac reported the national average for the 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.66% as of August 27th. That's basically been hovering in the mid-sixes recently rather than making some dramatic move lower.
And everybody keeps waiting for that big rate drop.
They do, and I'd be careful about building a real estate decision around that. So Fannie Mae's August forecast currently has the average 30-year mortgage at about 6.5% for 2026 overall, with its quarterly forecast moving back toward the upper sixes later in the year. Again, that's a forecast and not a promise. The Federal Reserve is also still dealing with inflation that remains above its 2% goal. As of recently, the Fed held its federal funds target rate at 3.5% to 3.75%.
So buyers probably really shouldn't sit around assuming rates are going to suddenly fall into the fives this fall.
Exactly. Could rates move? Of course they can. They move all the time, but nobody knows exactly where they'll be 3 months from now. And I would rather have a buyer talk with a lender and say, at today's rate, at today's price, what does this home actually cost me every month? Then we can make decisions from real numbers. And buyers should shop lenders too. Freddie Mac specifically points out that even relatively small differences in mortgage rates can affect affordability and purchasing power.
Now, what about home sales nationally?
Yeah, Fannie Mae's August forecast is fairly restrained for 2026. So they're forecasting total U.S. home sales for the year at about the same level as 2025, followed by stronger growth in 2027. So that doesn't mean Douglas County will follow that exact pattern, but I think the larger message for consumers is useful. Don't wait for some imaginary moment when every market condition becomes perfect at the same time.
Yeah, because if the rates fall, buyers may come back too.
Exactly. And lower rates can improve affordability, but they can also bring more buyers into competition. And for sellers, I'd watch pricing very carefully this fall. Our local data already gives us a reason to say that. We've gone from 56 price changes to 84 in 4 weeks. And if you're coming onto the market, look at what the buyers are doing now, not what somebody down the street sold for 6 months ago. And for buyers, fall may be a really interesting opportunity to stay engaged. Watch those price changes. Watch homes that come back on the market, and don't assume a seller won't negotiate simply because you haven't asked.
Yeah, good advice. All right, let's see what is new this week.
Yeah, so we have a few properties to highlight, starting right here in Roseburg, 837 Southeast Blakely Avenue in Roseburg. This is offered for sale at $360,000. It's 3 bedrooms, 1.5 bath with over 1,500 square feet. If you haven't seen this, it's got a lot of character. It's a craftsman home with hardwood floors, wood-burning fireplace, quartz kitchen tops. It's got the full basement, covered patio, deck, and a porch. And this is with my partner, Jeannie Hackey at the Mary Gilbert Group, and Keller Williams.
So a lot of classic character in that one, sounds like. What's next?
Yeah, heading west out to 122 Grassy Lane in Roseburg. This is $449,000. 3 bedroom, 2 bath, 1,440 square feet, almost half an acre. It's a one-level home, double lot with a shop and a garage, a metal barn and storage shed, RV parking. It's also got granite countertops and a new wood stove. This is listed with Patty Archambault at Remax Integrity.
And I see we've got one kind of up above Hillcrest.
Yeah, so 2984 Northwest Dacia Drive. It's offered at $515,000. This is a 4 bedroom, 2.5 bath, almost 2,500 square feet. It's got that main level primary suite people are looking for, luxury vinyl flooring, granite countertops, new stainless steel appliances. It's got a fire pit and a hot tub. And this is listed with Carrie Jo Edwards at Berkshire Hathaway.
And some acreage maybe to finish off the list.
Yeah, so check out 5586 Upper Cow Creek Road in Azalea, $649,000. This is a roomy 5 bedroom, 2 bath home on 2,900 square feet on 82.53 acres. You've got pasture and forest lands, ponds, wells, 35.7 acres with irrigation rights, offered for sale with Justin Barton at EXP Realty.
All right, let's look at the time and see if we can get through all four of these open houses this
all
weekend.
All right, so we have four open houses today from 4 to 6 p.m. 2735 West Sherwood Avenue in Roseburg is open, 319-9. You can also see 76 Darrell Avenue in Winston. That's going to be open Saturday from August 29th from 11 to 1 p.m. And if you want to see something in Melrose, 462 Lillian Lane, offered for sale, $1,099,000. This is off the Elgaroz Loop, Woodruff Road area, 5,000 square feet, gated community. It's going to be open on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And 855 San Susie in West Roseburg, $589,000, open Sunday from noon to 2.
All right, Mary, final takeaways we had towards September.
Wait, don't try to predict the market. Pay attention to the market that's actually in front of you.
That's like a good idea.
Yeah, we have home selling, inventories arriving, properties coming back on the market, and price changes. And if you're buying or selling, good information and right strategy matter more than trying to guess what happens next.
So how do people get a hold of you?
You can reach us at 541-366-6080 or visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street.
All right, that wraps up local real estate for today, local real estate today, and it's 9 o'clock.